wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi, Kelly K.
Hello.
Okay, so today we're going to have to get to your ghost story a little bit later on in the show because got a text from you over the weekend that was like, remind me to tell you about the ghosts. So excited to hear about that.
Yeah, we had our house cleansed. Mm. There were things here.
Oh, God.
There were things.
There were things.
What? It turns out you'd been asking me since I moved in, have you seen any ghosts?
I know.
Well.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently, yes.
All right. Wow.
My family members told me things that they hadn't told me before.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. We'll get to that a little later in the show because I need to hear more about that. That is...
There were things.
Yeah. Is this art imitating life or life imitating art?
I don't know.
Is this... Did I manifest that into your house by continuing to ask?
It sounds like things were manifested in here all by themselves.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's exciting to hear for me.
Uh-huh. I know. Yeah.
I don't know if that is
it's crazy.
As exciting to live for you, but I'm excited to hear about that stuff.
Apparently, we're in a better spot now.
All right. Well, that's good. Also, phone tap on the way and first opportunity today to get in on that $10,000 bribe coming up in about 1 hour from right now. We'll give you the winning word. You enter it, WDJX.com, and get in on that 10 grand. Okay. So we've got that. We got setting the bar stories, feel good stories. Man, there was a lot that happened. Over the weekend, the long weekend. Maybe you had a long weekend. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you had the day off yesterday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. But, yeah, I mean, we did. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nice not having to wake up at in the middle of the night to do a radio show. But, yeah, you know.
Yes.
Back at it, feeling good. And so we'll kick the show off here and we'll get to, like I said, your feel-good stories on the way. Well, we learned what I think we already knew about Justin Timberlake over the weekend here on 99.7 DJX, that he and his wife, Jessica Biel, had their second kid, baby boy. We've known this for a while, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and then I guess he just decided to confirm it on Ellen.
Yeah, I'll tell you his name. His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping. But we're thrilled, you know, couldn't be happier, very grateful.
Okay, well, that's cool. Like I said.
So, I need his middle name to be Ferb, though.
I know, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, Phineas, all right, well.
It's got to be Phineas Ferb Timberlake.
Mom!
That's the only way this...
Phineas is starting a title sequence! I know, that's exactly, or have a third kid, right, exactly, named Ferb, but...
Named
yeah.
Candace.
Yeah, so
have a little girl named Candace.
Right. Like, we learned that he was a dad for a second time, I feel like, last month. And
yeah, because they were, like, hiding in the mountains, mm-hmm. and that's how no one knew she was pregnant.
Right.
That's fun.
It was back in September. That's what it was.
It
was Lance Bass was like, hey, by the way, Justin had a kid, and everybody was mm-hmm. like, oh, all right. And then it was just up until, what, yesterday, a couple days ago, that Justin Timberlake finally decided, we had a kid. So we're doing great. His name's Phineas. Soon to have a third kid named Ferb, and then maybe Candace will name the dog or something. I don't know.
Secret kids are fun.
Secret kids are fun. Hear that. Let's get to your first feel-good of the morning, Kelly Kay.
Well, we probably should start off with this feel-good that happened and could file it under sports.
Mm. All right.
Okay. So, Lamar Jackson, you know him.
I have heard of him, yes.
Plays for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
Suffered a concussion in the fourth quarter of their AFC divisional round game to the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Saturday night.
Yep.
So... they ended up losing. That's the bad part. But the Buffalo Bills wanted to do something to kind of like support Lamar. So they got on Reddit and decided to try to raise money for one of Lamar's favorite charities, Blessings in a Packback. He had actually donated $25,000 to that charity in 2018, which was enough to feed 250 kids for the entire year.
Yeah.
So Buffalo Bills fans, 15,000 of them, raised $407,000.
Bills Mafia coming through for Lamar Jackson. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. So that's a feel-good right there.
Yeah, and it's sports.
A classy move.
I like that.
And sportsy sports sports, yes. It's a two-for-one on that deal.
Yeah, I mean, that is really cool that, you know, after beating the Ravens, the fans they just completely were like, hey, let's support a charity that Lamar Jackson likes out of Louisville.
And Blessings in a Backpack said that, you know, it's like 101,750 hunger-free weekends for kids is what that translates to.
Wow.
Their donation.
Very cool. Very cool.
So, yeah. Pretty awesome. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. That's sports and feel good. Home of $10,000 bribe where we're giving away $100 cash prize winners as well. And I will say that one of the hardest things in any of these contests and promotions that we do, especially when we're, quote, bribing you to listen, is to actually get you to pick up the damn phone when we call.
Oh, yikes.
I mean, that is...
Yeah, no, we do need you to answer.
I mean,
so we can tell you the good news.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you're going to have to actually talk to a human being with these sort of contests. And, you know, we're trying to make...
But listen, you saying this is kind of like one of the biggest hypocrites in the whole game because you never answer strange numbers either.
Hey, here's a thing, Kelly. I don't enter these contests because I'm not allowed. So I don't have to worry about it. But yes, I am one of the biggest hypocrites as well because I don't, yeah. I won't answer unknown numbers. I will barely answer numbers that I do recognize. But, but I'm just saying when we're trying to call people for the daily cash prize winners and it just, sent to voicemail. Like, come on, you're going to have to pick up the phone at some point.
You are killing our contest is what you're saying. Yeah. But it's so funny to hear you go on a diatribe about people not answering their phone when you're one of the biggest offenders.
I know. I mean, I will admit that I don't do what I say, but I'm just saying.
That is pot calling kettle black.
Yes, but I'm just saying you need to be better than me, okay?
Okay.
Be better than me. Answer the phone.
If you know you're entering contests, you should answer strange phone calls.
Right.
You might be winning.
All right. So
okay.
About a half an hour, we'll give you another
public
winning
service.
Word. Yeah, exactly. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. To Russia, we go with this one, where if you can manage to make it through the day without trading your husband for your stepson and having his baby, you're doing okay.
What just happened?
Go with me on this.
It's a really big sentence.
Yep. That's why it's stepson fun. This.
Oh my God.
Marina is her name. She's 35 in her prime, right?
Yeah.
She's,
okay.
So she's a weight loss influencer there in Russia because she's lost over 125 pounds, right?
Good for her. It's amazing.
Right. So her former husband had a son by the name of Vova, and she helped raise him from about the age of 7. Well,
okay.
After losing that 125 pounds, having a facelift, a neck lift, as well as several Botox injections to her forehead, she caught her stepson's eye.
No.
So that's when she decided she didn't want to go with the older version of Vova. She wanted to go with the now 21-year-old Vova.
Oh, wow. Now, they're not blood related, right? This is the stepson.
Exactly. So that's
his
why.
His son with someone else.
Right.
So no blood relation.
Exactly.
Doesn't make it much better.
So here's a quote from her, Marina, who again is now having a baby with her stepson. And She said, so many people tell me to use makeup, make lashes, and curl my pubic hair because of my young husband.
Why did we see that? That was a little much.
I don't know if this is a thing in other countries that we are missing out on here in America.
But, I don't think we are.
But this is apparently one of the ways that she was able to woo her 21-year-old stepson.
Okay, so she's blaming these like trends. Like, you people told me to get hot, mm-hmm. so don't blame me when I caught his eye.
That's right. Now,
okay.
I've lost 125 pounds. I've had some plastic surgery, some Botox.
Practically a different person.
I curled my pubic hair, and now we're ready to go. Now we're ready to go.
Leave that one out. Stop. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That was too graphic. It was bad enough that I was picturing, like, mom and stepson, someone that she's raised since he was 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you could let that detail out.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Oh, most of us can.
Without trading your husband for your stepson and then having his baby, you're doing okay.
That is stepson fun.
That is stepson fun.
Okay. That was so awkward.
A true Russian romance here. This every single hour, Kelly K.
There is this really cool guy that works at Wendy's in New Jersey. He's been making drive-thru customers smile for more than 20 years with his voice and his positive attitude. His name's Willie.
I'm Matt, your order. 1618, thank you.
Thank you.
Willie McCoy. For 22 years here, he's been rocking the headset.
How are you?
All right.
Giving customers a little something extra with every purchase. The sweet sound of his voice.
And I'm listening.
I love guys who just have a ball at what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. He totally is like singing all of his answers and just is so joyful every time they go through the drive-thru there at that Wendy's in New Jersey that people just love him. And I mean, that turns your day around, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll tweet out the story on Wendy's Willie in New Jersey, who's just making everybody smile there. He's pretty great. At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, phone tap. It's all in a name.
Where are you getting this? It's terrible. You can't just make assumptions about a person because of their name.
Well, we can if it's a phone tap, and we did. phone tap coming up here. Congratulations, Shannon. You are going to be on the radio. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, those relationships that have to try to survive quarantining together doesn't necessarily, Hollywood's not necessarily exempt from those relationships failing. The latest being Ben Affleck and his girlfriend Ana de Armas. They've split after nearly a year of dating, having been quarantined together.
That's really sad. And you know, the other sad part about it is apparently there was a cardboard cutout of her that he had and that was just found in his trash.
Oh. What was he using the cardboard cutout
of
his girlfriend for?
Her kids were playing with it.
Okay.
It was noticed back in June last year that, how cute.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck's got a girlfriend. She's got a cardboard cutout. The kid's playing with it.
Yeah.
Such fun.
Yeah, they say the split is as amicable as it can be.
She didn't want to be in L.A., and he's got to be there because of the kids.
Yeah. Yes, the only reason I told you this story was to tell you Ben Anna split. Thank you.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That's not what you did. You didn't just combine their names to make
yes.
banana,
yes.
did you?
Yes. Split. Ben and a split.
That is, oh, that's tragic.
I'll turn off my microphone now.
Okay, you step away, sir. I don't, step away.
I don't deserve to be on these radio airwaves anymore. No, I'm sorry. I'm disgraced.
That is not a story that I thought that you'd ever care about. The only reason is so that you could say banana split.
Yes.
OMG.
Yes, that was the only reason I wanted to do the story. I'm sorry for bringing the level of entertainment down so low here on 99.7 DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Corey set us up to this one. Said, how about calling my mom Shannon with one of your phone taps? She's been head of a daycare center for several years, gets wild calls from parents and prospective clients. Maybe you could think of a reason to call her.
Yeah, well, William Hassenpepper just trying to get his future daughter enrolled there and wants her help picking out names because he doesn't want to give his future daughter the wrong name.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Yep. Welcome to your phone tap, Shannon.
Good morning, daycare. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. William Hassenpepper. Have you got a couple minutes for a couple questions?
Of course.
Ah, wonderful. I'm calling because, well, we're having our first baby, a little girl, in about 6 weeks.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. I'm very excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I'm kind of a planner, so I like to make sure that, you know, we've got as much figured out as possible in advance. And that's a part of why I'm calling you, to see about reserving a spot at your daycare for when my wife goes back to work.
Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. It'll depend on when your daughter is born, the age that you want to bring her here. And once we figure that out, I can see what we're anticipating for opening.
Great, because there's something else I wanted to know, and I really didn't know who to ask.
Sure, I'll try and help you. What is it?
Okay, you've done this a long time, and you've seen a lot of kids. Huh. You know, good kids and bad kids, I'm assuming.
Well, I don't really think there's a thing as a bad kid.
Yeah, well, I'm an analytical guy, and I'm trying to give our daughter the best chance at turning out right, and I really feel like what we name her will have a big impact on how she turns out.
Her name? Really?
Yeah. I looked it up. The most common girls' names to appear in arrest records are Kelly, Tiffany, Samantha. Now, I mean, that has to mean something, right?
I mean, this isn't my area at all.
I mean, think about it. When you think about all the kids that you took care of over the years, there were probably some Kellys and some Tiffanys. Or especially naughty, am I right?
Sir, no. I don't talk about any of the kids here like that. I've had many children here over the years, and believe me, each one is a treasure in some way. And I think this name idea is terribly misguided.
I mean, I'm just thinking about even stripper names. I've had a list of the most common stripper names, so it stands to reason that if you don't want your daughter to grow up to be a stripper, you don't name her like Crystal or Amber or Brandy. I mean, those are 1, 2, and 3 on the stripper name list.
That's ridiculous. Where are you getting this? It's terrible. You can't just make assumptions about a person because of their name. They can't help their name.
Yeah, well, I know, I realize that, but I can. I can give my daughter a safe name and give her more of a chance, a fighting chance. I mean, I don't want to give her a stripper name like a Lola or Candy or Shannon.
Hey! My name is Shannon, and I'm fine.
I'm sorry. I mean, did you always run a daycare center? Or...
I beg your pardon. What are you suggesting? What are you saying?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When my parents named me Ben Davis, I guess I had to become a radio personality and make these prank phone calls.
What?
Shannon. It's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
What? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This was a joke? That's what this is all about? Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to, like, fluster you so much. Just having a little fun. It was Corey's idea.
Oh, Corey put you up to this. Oh, my God. That is
crazy.
By the way, I love the name Shannon. It's great. It's perfect. You're a wonderful human being.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously, can you throw Kelly in there? Oh, all of the Ambers and the Crystals and the Kellys and the Shannons, they're all mad at you right now.
Listen, I'm just stating facts. Just
not facts.
Facts.
Not facts.
That's your phone tap. 99.7 DJX. Okay. So I got a text message from Kelly over the weekend that was just like, hey, remind me to tell you about our house cleansing on the recommendation from a friend.
Yeah, so we have a couple of friends who have done this. And, you know, we recently bought a house that we didn't build.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't belong to us, and that's kind of the first for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we built our other house. I've actually built two houses that I've lived in. So we thought, you know, why not? It couldn't hurt. Let's just see what they find.
Now, was there anything that led up to this? Like, was the energy in the house off? Was there things?
Yeah, I mean, we'd had a lot of stress going on in the house.
Okay.
And so, you know, and then the hubs dealt with COVID, lots of stuff. We've just had stuff going on. I had a lot of heaviness that I just kind of felt. The kids were kind of cranky. So we thought, why not?
Sure.
Let's just do this. Nice guy named Jerry. Now, I did set up the iPad to watch the dogs the whole time because I had to leave for like 2 hours. And I've only watched the time lapse. I didn't really see like a ton of them reacting to things. There's a lot of like light changes and stuff like that. But the report that he came back with is the starting toxicity level of the house was 209, which is apparently very high.
Okay, I was going to say, what did he say what was normal for a house?
Well, he said, you know, if I would have shown up, I would have turned around and walked right back out. Like, very first time being there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's that sensitive to things that there is some, like, downright kind of evil stuff hanging out.
Okay.
So apparently we had five entities.
Oh, wow.
And two ghosts. Now, I'm not entirely sure what the difference between entities and ghosts were, but he was basically explaining that the ghosts were unaware they were dead.
Oh, my gosh.
And just kind of hanging out. Yeah. And, like, entities, I think, are something different to where that's where all the toxic energy was coming from.
Are those, like, poltergeists?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I asked him, I'm like, hey, is anything buried on the property? And he said, no, which is good, because mm-hmm. I saw poltergeist. That didn't work out well.
Right, right.
So, good things there. But there was, like, you know, there was a portal. And so, he closed all that up. He said that the walls can hang on to arguments. And there were, like, 399 in our walls.
399 arguments that had taken place with these ghosts that didn't know they were dead.
Not sure if it was the ghosts of the previous inhabitants, but they, all of that, because, you know, he picked up energy with who lived here before, energy currently, and then now in the future, it's going to be great. Everything's great. Because it's all cleansed.
So he cleansed your house. He exorcised the demons. He got them out.
He exorcised the demons. This house is clear.
So
all of that.
So since then, have you felt like a change?
It did. Yes. Like, the kids have noticed and said that they feel happier. But here's the thing. So when I told the kids and told, you know, Michael, the report, my husband.
Mm-hmm.
The kids were like, oh, well, I saw, like, a dark figure in the bonus room a couple of times.
Oh.
I'm like, what? They'd never mentioned that before, ever. Jake said that he saw one in the hallway.
Okay.
Upstairs. Like, both these incidents happened upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband said, oh, yeah, I was seeing some strange reflections, but I wanted to tell you.
Right. Right, I didn't want to worry or anything.
What?
Our house may
and
be haunted.
And, like, the dogs have, well, yeah. The dogs had kind of barked at nothing a couple of times. But, you know, they're dogs. I didn't really think much of it. But now, could have been our roommates.
So
we didn't know we had.
Did you do any research after this cleansing to find out who those people may have been?
No. I don't know where to start with all that, but I do want to like have a follow-up call and like try to dig more and find out if they could pick anything up on what exactly the entities were and maybe who the ghosts might have been.
You were literally living a Beetlejuice type situation.
Yes!
Where, who is it? Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin were the undead who didn't know that they were dead living in your house.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the thing. He also said, now when you come home, there's going to be a couple of light bulbs that are going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
They were. The two exterior garage lights were out.
Was that due to the exorcism?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
Because they were working before I left.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Crazy. And listen, he picked up on things that I told him nothing about the house. Like, we knew a few things. Mm-hmm. We knew nothing. I told him nothing. And he reported back to me what I knew about the house without me telling him.
Oh, dang. A listener, Elizabeth, texted in and said, kids are super sensitive to things through the veil.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, well... And here's the thing. He said that the energy was so toxic, it could have made them suicidal.
Holy cow. Well, it's good that you got it cleansed.
Yes. When I hear that, I'm like, listen, I don't know. This is so above my realm of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of went into it like it can't hurt.
Right.
It can't hurt. And so when he said that, I was like, well, I'm glad that happened. I don't want, like heaviness to be impacting my kids' well-being.
Well, if this evening when you sit down to dinner, you guys start dancing in a conga line and
maybe
weird things start to happen like that, then maybe your evil entities will have turned into happy, fun-loving entities that are like, you know what? All right, we're cool. We're dead. Let's party.
They've been evicted. They're not here anymore.
All right.
So it's fine. Wow. Everything's good. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm just going to kind of see how it feels in here. Friends that have had this done, they said they were just felt happier and couldn't really put their finger on it until they realized, oh yeah, we had that done.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know if anybody else has had the same kind of experience.
Good story.
But yeah, two ghosts, five entities, portals, craziness.
All there in Kelly's house.
Yeah! Not anymore though.
Wow.
This house is clear.
Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Allie Schroyer, she's in first grade, lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. She met her Girl Scout cookie sales goal after her adorable sales pitch to a doorbell security camera went viral.
Meet 6-year-old Allie Schroyer.
Hello, I'm Allie. Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? What do you see as 4 or 5?
Oh my gosh, she's so cute. She's on a doorbell camera.
Allie may be only a first grader at Cheyenne Traditional School in Scottsdale, but she is a natural entrepreneur and offered her customer a unique way to pick out what cookies to order.
What's your favorite color? Because the boxes are those colors. Then maybe your favorite color and the box is that color, and then you can choose it.
Her sales pitch was so successful that she sold over 200 boxes in the first 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, her mom kind of came up with this unique idea. Like, hey, why don't I record her on our doorbell camera, put it up on Facebook, right, instead of, like, sending her door to door.
Oh, okay.
And that worked. And though she has sold 600 boxes as of last Thursday, more than her sales goal.
That is great.
So, I mean, her cuteness is really the secret sauce. I mean, you see her on the camera and she's just like, would you like to buy a couple boxes or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 5, 7 or 8 or 9 or 10?
Yeah, I love it. I will say that
you're not saying no to that.
It is a lot harder to say no to a kid who is right there at your door.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I've never said no.
I'm like,
FYI.
All right. By the way, if you live in Kelly's neighborhood, know that.
Bonus.
Well, real quick, sports action. NFL playoffs. Bills over the Ravens, 17-3. Browns, their season comes to an end, which was pretty remarkable, losing to the Chiefs. Buccaneers beat the Saints, which set a record as the only game in NFL's history that started two quarterbacks over the age of 40.
That's awesome.
I know. And we had tweeted out this cool moment between Drew Brees and Tom Brady after the game of them just kind of hanging out, you know, talking after the game.
Kids
on
running
the field.
Around.
Yep, yep. Very cool. Tom even throwing a touchdown pass to one of Drew Brees' kids in the end zone. Cool little moment there. But then another cool little moment came when Bills Mafia, their fan base, came to the aid of Blessings in a Backpack here in Louisville. And you're like, how did this get connected? Like, how did this Baltimore Ravens-Buffalo Bills game wind up benefiting Louisville's Blessings in a Backpack?
That's because of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So he suffered a concussion, and they wanted to support him. And so they decided to raise a bunch of money. About 15,000 donors pitched in $407,000,
yeah,
which equates to 101,750 hunger-free weekends for that, kids here.
That is really cool. That is cool. I mean, when
that's amazing.
A fan base in a completely different city helps out another city where Lamar Jackson's not even from Louisville. He just played here, which is amazing, yeah, too, you know?
That was one of his charities that, yep, he'd supported in the past, and so that's why they said, you know what? We want to support that one, too.
I like that. So there you go. That's Bart! Sports.
Sports with heart.
Sports with the feels. You can always shoot us a message and we'll try to throw it out there and maybe get some help. Group therapy. Got a message from a guy who says, recently been on 4 dates with an engaging, beautiful, kind, and compassionate woman I met online. So far, so good. She told me she works at a call center in, quote, customer service. But as she described her job, I realized she actually makes spam calls all day, every day, even to people who've tried to opt out of her call list. Now, she seems to view it as, quote, just a job, whereas I think she is actively causing frustration, annoyance, and ill feeling in the world. Now, we make roughly the same amount of money and come from similar financial backgrounds, so I'm not really being a job snob, but am I unreasonable for viewing this career choice as a bad one? Is realizing your date is a spammer a good enough reason to just call off a blooming relationship that's great in all other ways?
Now, is she a spammer or is she like just a telemarketer?
Yeah.
Like calling and selling something, because that's different.
That's a great question, Kelly. And that's not anything that really he dives into there. But, you know, and I was thinking about this and going, okay, well, is a job a reason to, I guess, have that be a deal breaker before you really find out more about the actual person, you know?
I feel like it's a bonus if they have a job, right? I mean, they're supporting themselves. They don't live in mom's basement. I think these are all good things.
Those are ways to look at it as the glass is half full. Yes.
Exactly.
Right. And now I'll look at our job and say that maybe, you know, our job could be intimidating to people, you know, for a date where they're like, whoa, I don't want my business put out on the radio. You know, if I'm dating you and then things go bad, you know, you're going to talk about it. And that's not great.
That's why I didn't get married until my 30s.
Yeah, well, I mean,
everybody thought I was going to put them on blast if it didn't work out. I never did that. I kept that stuff private.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, that's a real issue that, you know, people had. You know, when it comes to dating, you know, like someone who has a career profession like you or I, you know, where, you know, maybe that's not something that they
are comfortable with.
Yeah. And they didn't maybe give the relationship its fair chance because of the job.
Uh-huh. That happened to me a lot.
Now, we got a text message from James who said, if you don't believe in it, dump her. Okay. Well,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're having those early second thoughts about the relationship this early, I don't know if it bodes well. But again, like if she says it's just a job, but you can't stand her job, then how do you get over that? You know?
But how much is that impacting him, though? I mean, it's not like She's calling him.
Well, maybe that's how they met.
Could be.
Maybe that
could be. Well, then she's really good at her job.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because she picked him up.
Right. If you want to chime in, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. Group Therapy got a message from a guy who said he realized that his new girlfriend has a job in a call center, quote, spam calling people. He hates it. And now he's wondering if it's a deal breaker on what could be a budding relationship. And, you know, Kelly's like, hey, he's got a, you know, she's got a job. And so a job's a job, right?
Exactly. Like, she's supporting herself. She's not living in mom's basement. Nikki says, I agree with Kelly. A job is better than no job regardless.
Right.
He doesn't have to like it. And who knows, she may end up liking him enough to change careers if he voices his feelings and sticks it out because he likes her as a person, not holding her job against her. Got to pay the bill somehow.
Yep. He chimes in just about every single week, Andrew the Love Doctor, this time texting us saying, you shouldn't justify breaking this relationship off just because of her job. Everyone's got to work. Now, here's a question to throw out. When is it just a job, you know? Like, what if she were, you know, an adult actress? What if she were, you know, in
these
some
are different
some
situations,
sort of
though.
Industry that were a little bit different? When is it a job just a job?
Listen, that particular job you mentioned could affect him, like, physically.
Maybe. Yeah, Carrie messaged us and said, I worked in a call center for a while, and I enjoyed talking to different people. It was just a job, but I actually kind of liked it. So I would recommend he talk to her about it and not rush to judge. Okay.
Yes, exactly. She could have had a perspective like that.
Yeah.
And again, we don't know what it is that she might be selling a product. Might be more of a telemarketer thing. He calls her a spammer, but what exactly is she doing?
Right. Now, got a message from an individual who wanted to remain anonymous who says, I was a male escort for many years.
Maybe. Plot twist.
Made great money. Had a lot of fun. It was hard to keep a girlfriend because of the job. So
I could see that.
So I get what he's saying, but I would say to give it a shot that maybe other guys have had the same reaction to her and not to let it get in his way.
But again, like, her job is not anywhere near the level of some of those situations.
I know.
At all.
We got a message from Kim who's like, it doesn't seem like it should be a deal breaker if he really likes her. Not that she's a phone sex operator or anything, LOL, but to each his own, right?
Exactly. But even that, it's like, well, it's still like, that's not a physical interaction with anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know? I mean, so I think what we're all saying here collectively is don't let the job get in the way of a budding relationship.
Exactly.
So
talk it out. Investigate more.
All right. Okay, cool. Good deal.
Did we fix that?
I think
we
so.
We fixed it.
if you want to continue chiming in, you can at Ben and Kelly Show. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is kind of interesting. So we were just talking about this guy in group therapy who wasn't a fan of his new girlfriend's job.
Right.
Well, there's a man who makes a living by renting himself out to do nothing. And he's got an enormous following online and thousands of clients.
Okay, so what kind of nothing does he do?
Okay, so 37-year-old Soji Morimoto from Tokyo in Japan, for about $96 will rent himself out, but he won't do anything but eat, drink, and give a simple response.
Okay, so give me an example of how I would utilize his services.
Okay, so he says, he started doing this back in June of 2018. He said, I offer myself for rent as a person who does nothing. Is it difficult for you to enter a shop on your own? Are you missing a player on your team? Do you need someone to keep a place for you? I can't do anything except easy things. And so people have been hiring to, like, have lunch, post some photographs on Instagram.
Okay.
Accompany someone filing for divorce.
Oh.
Catch butterflies in the park. And listen to healthcare workers struggling with their jobs.
Oh, okay.
And he sees 3 or 4 clients a day. And 3,000 in total since he first launched his services.
Wow. You know what?
There you go.
Can't hate him. I mean, you know.
I know.
What?
He's... But what if you like started dating him and then you find out, oh,
that's
your
job.
You rent yourself out to people? That's your... See, that could be like another conundrum. Would that bother you?
I know.
All right. But it's working for him. He's making some money. He's helping people out, it sounds like.
Yeah, about 300 bucks a day. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all.
That's good money.
Yes. There you go, Soji.
All right.
Living your best life. Renting yourself out. Sounds weird to say.
It does. It does. All right.
But I'm going to tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show.
.97 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. Cheating is bad anywhere you slice it, you know?
Yes.
Nothing good comes out of this. If you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your girlfriend, causing her then to glitter bomb your entire apartment, documenting it on TikTok, you're doing okay.
Ooh.
What song do you think she used as the soundtrack?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's appropriate.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood's Before He Cheats. Holly took revenge on her cheating boyfriend by coating his entire apartment in glitter, completely glitter bombing the entire thing, posting it to TikTok. And I mean, she's pouring piles of glitter all over, like, his bathroom, his bedroom.
Oh, gosh, that's going to take forever to clean up.
The carpeting. I mean, and she says it's not key in his car in 2021. No, it's glitter in his everything in 2021. And
wow.
Yeah. So I guess it's been viewed about 24 million times.
Wow. Oh, you've been put, he has been put on blast in a very large way.
A very large way. And maybe he'll think the next time before he cheats, as Carrie Underwood says.
Oh, I think he's learned his lesson.
Right. So again, if you can manage to make, oh, by the way, we will tweet out the link to the TikTok so you can see it yourself.
That's glorious.
The destruction in which she raged on his apartment.
Sparkly.
And the one thing you'll notice in the TikTok is I feel like every guy's apartment looks the same. And I feel guilty because I feel like mine was the same when I lived alone in an apartment. It's just like,
maybe you just needed some glitter.
Maybe I needed glitter.
Yes.
At Ben and Kelly Show. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without cheating on your girlfriend, causing her to glitter bomb your entire apartment, and her post it on TikTok where 25 million people have seen it, then you're doing okay.
Wow. She's just like, you know what? Fine. Bye. I'm going to shine.
There it is. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. If I look at you, it's not anyone. Justin Bieber, anyone, 99.7 DJX. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. Did you hear this story of Jody? Jody won a candle online. Jody went to light the candle. That's when a 2-foot flame leapt from the candle and out of the glass jar, exploding, bits of the candle flying everywhere.
Oh, gosh. The candle exploded?
It exploded, kind of lit things around it on fire. It was too hot to touch. There was, she says and describes, an inferno in her room. She eventually got it under control and threw the candle out of the front door. Now, you're like, why?
Well, yeah, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, and you're probably thinking, why the hell are you telling me this story, Ben?
Why are you telling me this story?
Because the candle in question was Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented candle.
Oh, my God. No, no, no. I completely forgot that she
You forgot that she did. Right, exactly.
I completely was living in blissful ignorance again that Gwyneth Paltrow made a candle that's supposed to smell like your lady bits. I don't know. I didn't want to know that again. I didn't want to know that, but it exploded?
Yeah, yeah. So wow. Yeah, that's... I mean, you know, who knows if it was probably just a defective version of that candle, I would imagine.
Defective wick?
Right, maybe a defective wick. Probably not the scent itself or the reaction that's supposed to happen when you light that scented candle from the Gwyneth Paltrow collection of, what is it, Goop or whatever?
Yes, her company is Goop.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, that's the reason we said this story, that it because it has a humorous tie-in, and that is a funny candle from Gwyneth Paltrow.
That is a funny candle. It is funny.
Ha, all right. So, yeah.
Good times. Well, so I'm probably not going to buy that one. That just is going to reaffirm I won't be buying that one.
Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't going to buy it before of the scent.
Gotcha.
But now I'm really not going to buy it because it could explode.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. If you missed anything on the show, you can always catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. The entire show's up there. The bits and the segments are up there, from setting the bar stories to phone taps and group therapy. A bunch of stuff up there. Kelly had a story about an exorcism, we'll say. And maybe that's a strong word.
It was a
word.
House cleansing.
Yeah. Maybe exorcism is a strong word because...
Right. Because that's like taking demons out of people's bodies.
Right.
Like it was a house cleansing.
Sure, sure. And you'll have to listen back to the entire story. It's pretty crazy. Up at WDJX.com. All right, coming up, another opportunity for you to get in on Ben and Kelly's $10,000 bribe coming up after 10 and all the way up until about 7 o'clock. Otherwise, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.